AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a plan formed by the U.S. and Russia for ending the war in Ukraine.
A source tells the AP it includes big concessions from Kyiv, and it's unclear whether Moscow would have to give up anything. Reports of the plan blindsided European diplomats like EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas.
For any plan to work, it needs Ukrainians and Europeans on board.
Here at the White House, hours later, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said both Russia and Ukraine have been part of the talks.
The president supports this plan. It's a good plan for both Russia and Ukraine, and we believe that it should be acceptable to both sides.
Leavitt says President Trump sent the Army's top civilian to meet with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, whose office in turn says he's expected to talk with the president in coming days. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump stepped up his attacks against ABC and late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, urging the network to, quote, get the bum off the air in a social media post sent shortly after Kimmel's latest episode ended. Kimmel's show Wednesday night began with a monologue about Trump. The first 10 minutes focused on the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and the vote in Congress this week to release more materials from Epstein's correspondence. He noted the country was carefully following the movements of, quote, Hurricane Epstein. Trump meets today with New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani after months of heated rhetoric. Here's White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt at a news conference.
It speaks volumes that tomorrow we have a communist coming to the White House because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country. I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone.
This is AP News. An arrested Russian hacker in Thailand could face extradition to the U.S.
The suspected Russian hacker taken into custody on the Thai resort island of Phuket is wanted by the FBI on allegations he was behind cyber attacks on U.S. and European government agencies, officials say. The suspect's name has not been released, but a Russian state-run news agency has identified him as Denis Obresko, a native of Stavropol, adding his relatives confirmed the November 6 arrest and will fight his extradition to the U.S. Thailand's Cybercrime Investigation Bureau said in a November 12 statement that it was an FBI tip that a world-class hacker was traveling to Thailand that led to his arrest in Phuket. In the raid, police seized laptop computers, mobile phones, and digital wallets, adding that FBI officials were on hand for the arrest. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.